Hello everyone, Samuel Thornbody here. I have been asked a few questions lately regarding why I'm raising Bobby alone, as well as why, when Bobby was hurt in the hospital, I didn't seem affected by it beyond my initial worry of him being there. I intend to answer these questions, as well as a few others, to help you all better understand things. Not all the things you're going to hear are that great, but it isn't all bad either. The story behind all this starts a few weeks before Christmas. Bobby, your mother and I need to talk to you, son. Can we come in?
Sure, Dad. Come on in.
Bobby, I got a phone call from a possible new client just a few minutes ago.
That's great, Dad, but how does that involve me?
The client's in Atlanta, son, and he really needs my help.
Oh.
I'm really sorry this has to come so close to Christmas, but...
Please don't tell me we have to move.
I take no pleasure in this, son.
Well, why can't you just go alone? You've done it before.
Because I would be gone for months, Bobby. Do you really want to be without me for that long?
No, not really.
Bobby, we know how much Huntington means to you. You've spent most of your life here. But you know your father needs the work right now.
Yeah, I know, Mom, but... But where are we going to stay?
My friend in Georgia, Graydon, has offered to let us use the spare rooms on his second floor while we're there. He has a son as well, so you'd even have someone to talk to. Maybe you can become friends.
Well, what about my friend here? What about Dipper, huh?
Bobby, please calm down. You know I wouldn't do this if it weren't important.
It's not fair. Can't it wait until after Christmas? Dipper and I had plans.
I'm sorry, Bobby. I wish there was some way I could make this up to you.
What about not going? What about asking Dipper's mom if I can stay there while you're gone? What about-
Bobby, your father and I love you very much. Do you really think we'd want to do something like this without you?
No. No, I guess not. But it still isn't fair. I know we're leaving.
My first session with him starts next week, so we're going to be leaving Friday.
That soon? This stinks.
Son, I'm sorry.
Why don't you go see if you can visit with Dipper for a bit?
And do what? Tell him I have to move away?
You'll still be able to talk to him after we leave, Bobby.
Yeah, a whole 500 miles away from him, on a cell phone. It isn't fair.
Do you think we should have told him the whole story, Samuel?
We're going to have to at some point. I just wish it didn't have to happen so close to Christmas.
Dipper, I need to talk to you.
Hello, Bobby. Are you all right? You don't look too happy.
No, Mr. Borealis, I'm not. Is Dipper here? I need to talk to him.
Up in his room. Let me know if you need anything, all right?
Yes, sir. Dipper?
Bobby, what's the matter? Bobby, what's wrong?
Dipper, I really don't want to do this, but I have to move away.
What? Why?
Dad, he's got a new client, but he's all the way in Georgia.
Oh, this stinks.
That's what I said.
Why can't your dad just go alone?
I asked that, too. Dad said this may take months, though. Dipper, can we just play some games for a bit? I want to get my mind off this right now.
Yeah, sure, Bobby.
So we're going to tell him tonight, then?
He's got a right to know, and I do believe it should be his decision where he stays.
I'm sorry it has to happen on top of Bobby already learning what he has today.
I know, Kara, but I can't ask you to follow me everywhere. You deserve the right to have some stability in your life. And so does Bobby. I'm always going to have a place in my heart for you, Kara. Even if we're several states apart.
Thank you, Samuel. You know I'm always going to love you as well. Would you like me to make you a cup of tea? I know it helps calm your nerves.
That would be nice. Thank you.
I'm sorry, Bobby.
There's nothing I won't do. He's got a heart of gold. Every day I see it shine. Relies on what he knows is true. A cub who broke the mold. Perfect son. I'm glad he's mine. I don't know what to say to you. Seems all I say is cold. Time's what we need, and we'll be fine.